Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Behold, God is my helper, the Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth, O Lord, and save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Amen. Merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and that they may obtain their petitions, and make them ask such things as please you. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household, the sacrament of holy baptism, the significance of baptizing with water. What does baptizing with water signify? Now all together. It signifies that the old Adam in us should be daily contrition, repentance, be drowned and died with all sins and evil, lusts, and again a new man daily come forth and arise, who shall live before God in righteousness and purity forever. And where is this written? St. Paul writes, Romans chapter 6, we are buried with Christ by baptism into death, that like as he was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So far. This morning's Old Testament, 1 Chronicles. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, the words of St. Paul, 1 Timothy chapter 1. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it in ignorance, in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. And this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, albeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made a shipwreck. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto the Satan, that they might learn not to blaspheme. So far. For the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 16. Glory to thee, O Lord. And he said also unto his disciples, There was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him, that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, How is it that I hear of this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer my steward. And the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me my stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg, I'm too ashamed. I resolve what I'm going to do when I am put out of the stewardship. They may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, How much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And then he said, Take your bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. And then said he to another, How much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world, in their generation, they're wiser than the children of light. I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of the unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. So far. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon, hymn 234. Please be seated.
Holy Ghost, glorified, shine upon this heart. grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Chief of Sinners, and it's based upon our epistle reading. And I'd like to read one verse from this morning's epistle. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. So far, please be seated. Without a question, next to Christ, the most outstanding figure of the New Testament is the Apostle Paul. Remarkable was his conversion on the road to Damascus when, by the grace of God, he became a staunch follower of Jesus Christ. St. Paul worked more, endured, and suffered more for Jesus and his gospel than all the others. Through St. Paul, God also gave us more writings in the New Testament than any other sacred writer. And what a privilege it would be for us if we were able to hear St. Paul speak this morning. But in reality, he does speak to us this morning through his epistle, a portion just read a moment ago. The statement that Paul makes in this epistle is quite unusual, a remarkable statement for an apostle. He gets our attention immediately. He causes us to stop and to think about his significant words. Reading or hearing Paul's words, we notice they are spoken in deep humiliation. This great apostle reveals to us a black page in the history of his life. Now, most of us would refuse to uncover some of the sinful spots that we carry in our past life to others. We do all that we can to conceal them. But Paul didn't. No doubt he would rather not have spoken about these things, but being urged by the Holy Spirit, he does. And what does Paul say of himself? He calls himself the chief of sinners. In his own eyes, he was the greatest of all sinners. Now, this world has produced murderers, thieves, adulterers, traitors, blasphemers, and many other vile sinners. Yet Paul states that on the list of sinners, he ranks first, numero uno, one. Certainly, that is a most remarkable statement by the Lord's greatest apostle. Now, why does Paul call himself the chief of sinners? Before his conversion, Paul had been a blasphemer. He had blasphemed the person and the office of Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God. Paul had hated Christ, the one and only Savior. He hated the gospel of Christ, the good news of eternal salvation. Intentionally and willingly, Paul hurled satanic insults at the Lord of glory. He showed his utter contempt for Christ. Not only was Paul a blasphemer, but he was also a persecutor. Anyone who called upon the name of Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as Lord and Savior, became the object of Paul's wrath and anger. He hated Christians. Relentlessly, Paul persecuted the Christians, dragging them out of their homes, throwing them in prison, sending many to their death. And he was proud of this fact. I doubt if Paul himself could tell how many Christians he had abused or killed or even had killed. Because of this black page of Paul's life, he calls himself the chief, the greatest of all sinners. Now certainly, as Paul himself says, he did all of these things in ignorance. He actually believed that he was doing God a favor. But this ignorance, even in his own eyes, did not excuse him. He still regarded himself as the chief of sinners because of what he had done. Now, this statement, chief of sinners, was a confession that came from the heart. Paul was deeply convinced of his great sinfulness. He realized what a miserable sinner he was before this holy and just God. Paul saw the deep valley of sin, of guilt, from which the grace of God had rescued him. He realized that he had well deserved God's temporal death and eternal damnation. Are we willing to acknowledge with an honest and sincere heart that we too are miserable sinners, that we too belong to the chief of sinners? How easy it is for us to see the sins of others, but how hard to see our own. How ready are we to condemn, but how quickly to excuse and justify ourselves? But remember, we are dealing with God. He is our infallible judge. People see us only from the outside. God sees our heart. He knows all about the sins that we commit. Now, it may be true that we're not guilty of such blasphemies against Christ or of such persecutions against Christians as was Saul, the Saul of Tarsus. But are there not many other sins of which the law of God accuses us and of which our conscience convicts us? Would you, would I, be willing to step before the congregation this morning and mention some of the sins of which we are guilty of, as St. Paul did? The fact must humble us before God. But one thing we must notice, and I repeat that, one thing we must notice, and that is Paul was not driven to despair. For Paul also expresses his firm faith in the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness of God. Paul says, I obtained mercy that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul believed that the blood of Christ was shed for him also and cleansed him from all of his sins. He believed that even those sins of blasphemy and murder and persecution of which he was guilty had been forgiven by God. Paul experienced the truth of his words when he wrote, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Therefore, God has set up Paul, if you will, to be a monument of his grace, of God's mercy and God's forgiveness toward all sinners. Jesus Christ has saved you and me by shedding his blood on Calvary's cross. He atoned for our sins. He merited forgiveness even for the worst sinners, for Paul, for you, for me, and for all sinners. We too deserved to have God turn his back on us forever, leaving us to our eternal doom, our eternal damnation. But instead of turning his back on us, he placed his back up against a cross. He redeemed us from our sins. He created faith in us. He made us heirs of heaven, his sons. He made us his daughters. May we devote our lives to serving him, whose grace has made us what we are. And what are we? We are forgiven sinners through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Take not my
Communicants, but first, I'm sure there's a prayer that you would like to extend to the throne of grace. Let's take a moment for that personal prayer. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast, which you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Thank you.
rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity of substance and majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us all our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Yeah. true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. The true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins.
Body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith of the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Now may this body of God strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith of the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of your mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.